on the jump seat one day and looked down at my purse, and a roach was coming out of my purse. And the girl next to me started laughing. And I kept hearing the Lord say, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, I'm gonna bless you. And right now, some of you all, you may look at me now, and I have.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
17th chapter of St. John. Jesus prayed a prayer one day to the Father. Father, as me and you are one, let them be one with us.
Yeah, Lord.
And I just keep believing in my heart that we all can be just like Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
But you're not going to be like him, just turn the switch on. You're going to have to apply yourself to the Word. If you let the Word get down in you, all of us going to walk the same way. We're going to say the same thing. And we're all going to give him praise and honor. And there'll be, I believe in my heart, there'll be no more sickness on this earth. No trouble no more on this earth. But we got to come to one accord. Singing going to explode. When the angels in heaven, I don't know who's going to be singing. When they start singing, you can just feel the flow of heaven in your physical body. That's why we can give joy.
Joy.
And say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all that you've done in our life.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank him every day. I have so much to thank him for. Sometimes, even in the midst of the church here, I see things that I don't believe in my heart need to be excess. I believe everybody in this building, if I'm walking in the Lord, listen at me good. I don't want you going around lying. If I'm walking in Christ Jesus, the way the Bible say walk in Christ, everybody in here ought to write right behind me.
That's right. That's
everybody.
Right. That's right.
Everything in this building ought to be right behind. If I'm right now, if I'm not right, don't walk with me. Don't even listen at me. If you see me not listening at people, you know, sometimes people get on me and say, why you don't get other preachers? I say, I got 10 or 15 already at the church. Well, I'm going to go outside and get somebody for it. That's a disgrace to me, to God. So what I do, Jesus was, the Bible says Jesus had no respect of people. Now, who am I to have respect of people? Y'all tell me what a string in the Bible say I'm supposed to have respect of people. Every one of these brothers, they see the same with me. None greater than other. All of them brothers in Christ Jesus. Today, we want to look at a few scriptures. I want you to give heed to what I say. If you got your Bible, please follow me. This ain't nothing I'm saying that I'm coming out, the Holy Spirit giving me up as I stood up behind this podium and all. I'm giving you what the words say. And I'm going to give you like the words say. In 1 John 3, well, I'm going to read a portion of that scripture. And I want to just sit down and have a little fireside chat with you this morning. Because a lot of times what we do, we hear, but we don't hear. And sometimes you don't, because that you don't want to hear what I got to say, you put some earplugs in. Divine earplugs. You don't want to hear that noise. That's noise. But it's a good noise that I bring. The book say, behold, watch this. What manner of love the Father had bestowed upon who? Us. It didn't say Lionel, did it? Let's not lie. That we should be called the what? Sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not. Why? Because it knew him not. Beloved, those that I've captivated, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him, God help me, as he is. And now watch this. And every man that have this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure, Jesus. Whosoever committed sin, listen at me, please, congregation, transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was, listen at this good, manifested to take away our sin. He took mine. I don't know about yours. He took mine. Listen to this. Take away our sin. Jesus took that from us. He took it from us. Manifested to take. It was pressed upon him to take. He was buried in the grave. Got up out the grave. Overcome sin and death according to the Bible. And he said, let's cheer him. Listen and be good. Whosoever abideth in him, sin is not. Y'all need to read that. Whosoever sinned have not seen him, neither known him. Why we get all undercovered, exaggerated when somebody tell you the truth? Listen good now. Let's hear and let no man, what? Deceive you. He that does righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of who? The devil? Reb, don't preach that. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And here it is. And whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed remains in him. And he what? Cannot sin because he's born of God. In this now, the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Watch this. This dangerous. And whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. That's in your Bible? Neither he that loveth not his brother. We can shout all day on that. I tell people all the time, God didn't come for the church. He came to establish the church. He came that the church can be at peace. He came that the church can be full of love. He came that we have knowledge and understanding. He didn't come for me only and me up here thinking I'm somebody special and you ain't nobody. No, he didn't come for that. He come to bring us together in unity of his spirit. He came that all our minds be the same mind that he got. Why we deny that? Why we deny that? The Bible tells me I need to be like Jesus. And if I be like Jesus, I need to teach you to be like Jesus. And he told me one thing. Just teach me. Teach me. I'm going to be right there with you. I have the confidence to know that the Lord is with me. As long as I stay in the narrow and straight path, he's with me. You know, just even the disciples under the law feared their life to tell the truth. Because the government was trying to kill them, not the church, the world. It's a difference between the world and the church. The world is people outside of Christ, don't know him. the church of believers that know and know the mysteries have come by faith in Christ Jesus. That's the church. The Bible says he chose preachers after his own likeness, after his kind. And he gave them sub-knowledge. He gave them understanding. He gave them peace that they can teach it to the people who they preside over. And he say, and teach by precepts and example. What are you saying, Smith? Don't get up there saying nothing you can't prove.
What you say?
If you can't prove it, keep your mouth closed. Look what the book say. He said, if you come any other way, you're a false prophet. And the noise you're making ain't nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. It avails nothing. He said, look around you. Look in the midst of you. Look how God saved Lionel. I can't talk about nobody else. I ain't got that much sense. He said, look how God saved Lionel. Look at that bad rascal. God was able to knock him down and save him. What about you? That you really love him and know him good, and you wasn't bad as I was. If he can save me, he sure can save you. Look at him. See, look around you. The kind of love that the Father has bestowed upon you. Bestow, God gives us a gift of honor that you could not buy. Oh, God. He bestowed that on me. A gift. A way to know how to come to every person in this building and talk to you, and we'll never have a cross word. That's a gift from God. I thank God for it, because there was a time in my life you couldn't tell me my eyes black. I know God did a work on me. So if you want to know how far I come, I just told you. And I didn't come because I was smart. I was big, good looking, none of that. That ain't had nothing to do with my salvation. I come because I confess Christ. I believe in Jesus. I believe he died, he was buried, and he rose again with all power, heaven and earth. And then he commissioned me to go and spread the word everywhere I go. And he told me, I'm going to be with you. Always. He said that we should be called sons of God. Oh, God. You should be called a son of God. Your word going to speak for you. Brother, y'all can sing pretty good. I'm serious. I'm not going to lie. Y'all sing pretty good. But your conduction or your attitude got to be all one. See, the devil can do things himself. If I go into biblical history, the Canaanites serve all kind of gods. All kind. Calf gods, snake gods, everything. But guess what happened? Whatever they put their mind to, they got together with King Nimrod. And whatever they thought of, it worked every time. Can't nothing stop them. And I'm jealous of me. I'm a jealous guy. If them devils can do anything they want to do, why can't we? We the children of God. We sons of God. We heirs and joint heirs together with God. Why can't we do some of that? Because we divided. I want to know more than you. You want to know more than me. We can't get together because of cultural things. Jacob, 12 boys. All of them was brothers and sisters and this girl. But one day, one of them boys, St. Joseph, God gave him a dream. When God gave him a dream, he came back and told it to his father and his brothers, and they got mad. Why do you get mad? Your brothers and your daddy, God told me what to show y'all. I'm showing you just what God say, not what I say. They got mad and dug a pit. They want to kill him first. And Judah and Simeon, don't kill him. And here upright, God will provide for it. Here come the Ishmaelites. Ishmaelites came up. Let's set him to the Ishmaelites. Boy, God had already set it up for him. Set him to the Ishmaelites. And what you going to do with the Ishmaelites? They take him in Egypt, set him as a slave. God had him put in jail. He interprets some dreams. When the king had a dream, nobody can tell it. Searched all over Egypt. Nobody could tell it. But guess what? Watch this now. Guess what? The king said, I tell you what then. See, when you're in authority, I don't abuse my authority. I'm a servant. I don't care what you say. I'm just a servant. And when I get too big for my britches, y'all need to get rid of me. Because that's the way I am. I don't believe in two pastors in the same church. I believe it's one head. And everybody else working together with Christ. And because I'm the head, don't make me greater than nobody, because we got the same spirit in us. Y'all got that? The same Holy Ghost in you and me. It ain't say nowhere that the line there is a kingpin. That ain't in the Bible. So one of the slave boys, one of the little servants of the king say, well, I know a man, he in jail though. He can tell you what you dream. Now think about that. If the God ain't good, something wrong with y'all. I ain't say me, I say y'all. Something wrong with y'all if he ain't good. I know he good in me. He said, go get him. Get all the soothsayers, the sorcerers, the witchcrafters, the ditchcrafters, and bring them all to him. They can't tell me what I dream. I'm going to kill them all. He had the authority to kill everybody. He was a king. But see, it's a servant, not a big boy, a servant. See, if you're too high, God going to slap you down. This was a servant. He takes the least among all of us and bring us to greatness. He don't take people already upstairs. He don't fool with them. Why should I bring you a plate of food and your stomach hurting already? That make me a hypocrite. I know better than to do that. So the king say, go get him. None of that work. Nobody could tell him something. And here come the little servant. Here come Joseph. He say, well, king, it started like this, so on, et cetera, et cetera. He say, golly. Everything you told me, that's what I dreamed of. Just come back to me. Every line, every precept you just told me, just come back to me. You right, I tell you what, son. Nobody else could do what you did. So look, I'm tell you, you're going to be over everybody now. Everything in my kingdom, I'm putting you over. He was obedient by God. God do that for us today. We got to give heed to him, though. And look what he tell her. Look what he said that, therefore, the world don't know Jesus. The world don't know him. Nobody know Jesus but one been born again. I don't care how much scripture you know. If you don't know Jesus. No, what you mean, Smith? Well, I got to lay it out. If you know Jesus, your manifestation of the outer appearance will show Jesus. If I'm so holy, then everybody I meet, you ought to pick that up. Unless you ain't saved. Unless you're not saved, you can't pick it up. Unsaved can't understand the mysteries of God. Look what he say. He tough. God is tough here. He say he didn't know me. Because he do what he did, he don't know me. When I get out of character, y'all may not want to tell me things you're going to hurt my feeling. You ain't going to hurt my feeling. But I don't want you to talk to nobody else in here like that. You can talk to me. Don't talk to nobody else like that, though. These my children, according to the Bible. I got to watch out for every one of them. Whether some be weak or some be strong, I got to watch out for them, and I got to watch how you treat them, or they going to come back on my shoulder. And I can't beat God. He went on to say, beloved, that's all that God chose. We the sons of God. Now, God done saved me. Watch this. He done saved me. Lord help me. because he the Son of God. And it does not yet appear what I'm going to be like. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We'll see him as he is. Let me tell you that. We run around here, act like we this, that, and other. Act like I know Jesus. I had first-hand prayer for no. Now we walk by faith and not by sight. I had never seen Jesus, but I believe him. And I'm going to walk by faith in what I believe in. See, you got a lot of people as false prophets. You got a lot of people, they know Scripture, but they don't understand Scripture. Jesus is manifested in the flesh. If he wouldn't have come in the flesh, we'd have had an alibi to say, yeah, you from heaven, you all perfect. We could either say that. But he manifests himself into a fleshly body just like we are. So we wouldn't have no excuse of not listening to what he say and doing what he say. This is the way God works. He said he taught not a word except for the use of a parable that you may understand every word that proceeds out of my mouth. I use a parable to show you how it goes. A lot of times he used parables of farm. He used the mustard green sometime. Solomon used proverbs. Ooh, Lord. Wrote so many proverbs. Even under the Old Testament, just get people to understand. Because understanding, you'll have the mystery of God in your life. See, we the sons of God now since we've been saved. Now watch this. In 1 Peter, and I have to read it. I like that. 2:9. Say, but ye are what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should what? Show forth the praises of him of who? Jesus. Who have called you out of darkness into his, not Lionel, his marvelous light. So that's evidence right there. Why you running around hollering about you ain't saved and you know you've been washed in the blood? You make God look bad. Why your actions defer away from the way God say you ought to act? You make God look bad. You bring him to open shame. Don't do that. If he saved you, be saved and walk saved, talk saved. In regards to what's said or done, if you know you anchored in Christ, you anchored. Satan can't take you from God. Now, that's providing you have been born again. But if you ain't been born again, he can handle you like he want. He'll make a slave out of you. But if you anchored in Christ, I heard the word the other night say he won't leave you. Nor would he speak. Everywhere you go, he right there with you. If you're on the mountaintop, he right there. You down in the valley? He right there. Why are you afraid? Why are you scared? Walk by faith and not by circumstances you see. We see a lot of things out of order, but be cool. You're Christian. Be cool. Jesus said, I already overcome. And because I'm living in you, you're going to overcome too. Don't even worry about it. But we can't even sleep at night sometimes. Worrying about circumstances. If you look to the hill from which you come and help, God going to give it to you, whatever you need. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as Jesus is pure. Jesus is pure. He told us to be holy as he's holy, right? Come on, y'all read the Bible just like I do. Be holy. Be pure. Strive every day to be just like Jesus. David couldn't build a king, the church of God. Had a lot of blood on his hand. But he called his son Solomon, come take care. And some of the enemies that was out there, like Mount Lebanon and all that, that's where he got the wood from. That good pine, pretty pine wood and everything, that's where he got that from Lebanon. They brought it down the river, floated on boats, brought it to the river and built Solomon's temple. Gave him the best. Sometimes we want to build something we want to have do it. I've been around singing all my life, not that I can sing so well. I've been around singing all my life. We sing sometimes, practice a song two times, and we were up and singing. I first seen that, I like to fell out. When I was raised up singing, we had to sing a song 3-4 months before we could ever sing it in public, I'm talking about. We sing it within ourselves, but in public, you couldn't get it unless you got excellent with it. It says here, whosoever committed sin. Now watch this. Watch it. Whosoever committed sin, listen to the good, transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. What you mean? What you mean? Transgression. That's working or going against the will of God or the word of God. Transgression. You can't do that. You got to just do what God says. Stop trying to figure God out and just do what he says. Stop trying to do what you think it means and just do what it says. Stop trying to run and you say walk. If you say teach, teach. If you say preach, preach. Whatever God say, do, do it. He say when you commit sin, watch this. Watch this. You're coming against God. You're coming against God. You need to know that. If you hate or dislike anybody in this building this morning, you hate or dislike God. If you got resentment against anybody in this building today, hear me. I stand on the word of God. You got it against God too. I think he told me to love everybody. Enemies, loved ones, people that come against me. He told me to love them anyway. I'm going to pay you. I'll get your prize waiting on you. Just love them. Jesus, this is the church. Everybody in here is supposed to be bubbling with love. Because you're being taught the word. See, you don't have a big preacher. You have a little teacher. And the teacher teach the word. He gifted me to teach the word. I can do that anywhere on earth. I can teach the word. I've been blessed to do that, and I thank God for it every day of my life. I can teach it. Regardless of what it say, I can go to it. God going to open my understanding up that I can teach the word. So whatever, when you go against another brother, you're going against God. Keep that in mind. And ye know, watch this, that he was manifested to take away our what? And in Jesus is what? Uh-oh, Smith, you messy, boy. That's what y'all told me anyway. Huh? Y'all say I'm messy, huh, Erica? Well, then, if Christ ain't got no sin in him and I've been born again, he washed me with his blood, then shouldn't be no sin in me because he's living inside of me. Y'all didn't know that? That the law, the spirit used to come up on you under the old covenant, the schoolmaster. But now since Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection, it come inside of us. Why do you think we get wisdom sometimes? We be just walking down the street and a thought come to us to do good. And you do it and you're blessed for doing it. Because he inside of you, he's speaking from the inside. But this is what you got to do first. You got to deny yourself that, hey, I ain't nobody. I ain't nothing. God, just please use me and forgive me and use me and let me be somebody. And if I get to be somebody, I can do the works of God. I got to learn how to take care of my tongue. I got to put a bridle on it. Now, you know, if I can't bridle my tongue, that means there ain't no bits in my mouth, which no power in me, right? Ain't no Holy Ghost in me keeping me. People say sometimes, you don't ever get mad. I say, yeah, just like anybody else. But it's something inside of me tell me to just cool it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm not above God, above you either. It's something inside of me tell me if I get warm, warm, and smoke be coming off me, I look up. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Please help me. Then after a while, before I know it, I done cool off. I just say thank you. I can't help myself. I say thank you. See, I'm still in a human body right now. And as long as you're in this body, you're subject to fall. But the moment you fall, ask Peter. If Peter, I wish he had sent Peter by this morning. He can do it if he want to. Peter sinked in the water, but Peter had good sense. Peter said, Lord, save me. And God went out of his way, reached down, picked him up, put him on, and said, go on back to the boat, boy. He got all power. And if we ain't nobody unless we share the power that's in us that come from God, we are nothing. The Bible says all our righteousness in the old covenants, all our righteousness that's filtered right before God. I ain't going to go no deeper than that. He wants us to understand that, know that, and be justified by the word, not by what somebody else say. See, you can pat me every day on my back. What that's for? You want to borrow something? You want me to take you somewhere? I'm just Lionel Smith. By me being Lionel Smith, the Bible tells me we heirs and joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. You my brother. When the Bible say brother in, that means male and female. All of us that have been born again. Sometimes I look at these associations and preachers and stuff, it shakes me. We like to put certain people in certain positions and cut the others off. Don't you know if you cut me off from the vine, I'm going to soon die? Cut a tree up there. Y'all don't believe me. Go dig a tree up and just let it sit on the ground. It's going to die, y'all. But as long as that root in the ground, it's going to live, y'all. You ain't got to take no water and put around the root. Either God got it. God got it. He going to reward it, give whatever nourishment it need. God got the nourishment. That's why I say, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You ain't got to go nowhere. Get all the nourishments in there if you need. My God, my God. He said he came to take away my sin. He was manifested to take away my sin. Can I say ours too? That's what the book say. And in Jesus, watch this, it's no sin. Is that hard to understand? Christ living in you, so he going to guide and instruct you, going to order your footsteps. He going to take you in the right path. He going to make you love everybody. He going to make you know how to address everybody. He going to cause you to walk right, talk right, sing right, pray right. No envy, no strife, no hatred in the body of Christ, no more. Everything now, everybody in here now just happy. If I start saying shout, I'm going to have to set y'all down. Because everybody got full of joy. Now, we're in a house of praise. We're in a house where everybody is somebody.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Yes,
Jesus told me one day, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all. What about the Canaanites, which never was prayed for around the altar? What about Jebusites, Arvachites, Hittites? All them people say, whosoever will, come. If you come, I don't care who you are, what your condition are. If you just come to me, ain't no way on this earth I'm going to throw you away. I serve a God that's able to keep me from falling. He empowers me to stand when the wind get real hard. He let me stand. Then when I realize he let me stand, I can't help but say thank you. Sometime by myself, I just be talking. I said, somebody hear me talking like that, think I need to be putting sense through. But I got good communication with him. When some hills in my life get heavy or high or strong, too strong for me to climb, I look to him and say, Lord, I need you. See, let me confess. We're almost through. Let me confess something. Inside of me, I want y'all to know me. If you don't know me, no more. Know me today. Inside of me is something, maybe it's going to be my destiny. I'm ashamed to ask you for anything. I figure as a pastor, I need to have everything that I can supply your every need according to God's riches and glory. That's what I believe. That's my personal belief. I didn't tell you nothing about it was in the Bible. I said, I believe in that. If I can help you, I'm going to help you.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm made up of.
Yes, sir.
Not what people tell me, I wouldn't do this if I was you. I wouldn't do this. They slick. I'm slick, too. God gave me a spirit to see slick. I know when you're off chord. I can't play that keyboard like bass, but I can show you the notes on it. I can show the notes. Every note on it, I know the scale, whole scale of it. I can show you the notes. But I can't play it. So I stay up here behind the podium. Got me? And everyone, I stay where you are, but just fulfill the duties that God gave you. And you'll see a growth, a sweet, and happy church. Look at what he's saying. Whoever abides in Jesus, sin is not. Did you hear that? Is that y'all got a Bible? Is that Bible? It said, whosoever abides in him, that's mean Jesus, sin is not. Whosoever sinneth, y'all finna get mad with me now. The book say, whosoever, sinners have not seen him, neither know him either. That's powerful, y'all. That's powerful. You don't know him. You're talking about you can't show him because you don't know him. How in the world are you I'm gonna show you my picture and I ain't got no picture of you? Every living human being on this earth ought to have Jesus living in their life. And when they walk anywhere or go anywhere, Jesus ought to be shown to the public. Just lift him up. Stay in a car with Christ. And he's gonna deliver you. I promise you that. Now, you know, a lot of us get grown too quick. Look what the Bible says, 7 verse. Let's hear him. Let no man do what? Hold up. Let no man do what? Deceive you. Well, I'm going to brag a little bit right now. God hadn't boned one yet. Listen to me good. To deceive me. Know why? When he tell me, he can tell me whatever he want to tell me. This is what I do. I go right here and look in the book. And then when I look in the book and it ain't what he say, this is what I say openly and boldly. She is a liar. And the truth ain't in them. That's straightforward. That's straight as I can get. We have to be like, say, let's hear and let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is what? Righteous. If you do good, you good. But you still got to come up to the standard where God wants you to be in order to be received in the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. What about? On earth as is well. Ain't nothing messed up in heaven, going wrong in heaven. Well, he say ain't got nothing, no reason to being on earth out of order. Church is falling apart now. Why? Got too many preaching. 7, 8 different doctrines. Instead of all one doctrine. If all of them had one doctrine, this church will never be divided. Because if you didn't like me, you like Bro William. That's still the same gospel. Don't matter who it come by, it's the same gospel. If you don't like Sister Edna, Sister Grace teach the same thing. Same gospel. The word ain't going to change. I don't care who you are. It ain't going to change, but it'll change you. Y'all don't believe that, do it? It won't change. Marvin, it won't change, but it'll change us. The words ain't changed since they've been given. But if we meditate and read it and study and pray over it, it'll change us. He that committed sin is up. Uh-oh. Y'all hold on to the pews. I'm going to read it like it is. I don't have sense enough to add nothing to it. He that committed sin is of who? Is that old serpent? That deceptor? That's him, huh? Okay, y'all watch him then. Stay focused. For the devil sinned from what? The beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifested. God came to save us from our sin. It's just right there. Now, if you can't see there's something wrong, I got a pair of glasses. Some other people got glasses in here. Jesus came to give us salvation on his purpose. He didn't come to work miracles. He did that along his way to establish salvation. When he sees somebody needs some help, he walked in and helped. That's where the miracles come from. You know, I'm finna make y'all mad. Now, miracles for non-believers. Oh, listen at him. That's to inspire you to know that I'm God and can't nobody else do what I do but me. Yes, yes, yes. That's why I say he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. Why are you going to show Peter and Paul a miracle? We didn't do that for them. He did it for those that didn't believe, those that didn't believe. Not the believer. The Bible goes on to tell us, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, because the Spirit live in you. And the Spirit ain't going to sin. Jesus ain't never sinned and never will sin. Now we got the Spirit of Christ living inside of us, and he's going to tell us when we're doing wrong. How many of you in here, I just want to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. How many in here do wrong? You went to do something, and the Spirit told you, oh, don't do that. I'm the honest one? That's the Spirit of God. That's the only Spirit I know about, the Spirit. But the Spirit can't say that unless the Word is spoken. The Spirit cannot say nothing unless the Word was spoken. How you know that? You got to get in the Word. The Bible tell me in the beginning was what? The Word. The Word was with God, and the Word what? Was God. The Father is the Word, the Son is the Word, and the Holy Ghost is the Word. Everybody was there in the beginning. They made one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's the Word. We need the Word. If we don't live the Word, we're going to be tormented every day of our life. See, who is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because what? He's born of God. I try to make it simple without changing the Word. Anybody ever went to Walmart? I'm talking about believers in Christ here today. Don't be ashamed. I've been there many times. But I got a point to make that everybody in here can understand. Y'all went to Walmart? You ever went to Walmart? You got a key to the door? Well, how you went in there? You didn't need no key to go in Walmart? Okay. When you get to the door, in God's menu, there wasn't man that smart. It was through God's plan that men become wise, sometimes too wise, where they destroy their own self. When you go and put your hand your new car. I don't have that with me. In the new car, sometimes you just take your feet, but you got to have a key in your pocket. Just put under it like that, just car open. Do you not know every part of you, every ounce of you, you got to have, but the key got to be with you. And I can't come open your key, your door. I'm not worthy to open your door. I got the key to open my door. I don't have nowhere to put you. Jesus know where I belong. He know where you belong. He said, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and the day I do the separating. You need to know God. You need to know him. You need to know him good right now. You need to love him with all your heart, all your mind. Know where you love everybody going to determine where you go. And this is children of God. I mean, when you're born of God, that's what you mean by children of God. God is manifested through you. You see God through you. And the children of the devil, you see that too. You didn't know that, did you? Huh? You didn't know God can see the devil and Christian? Even the saints of God, now watch this. The saints of God gonna come back with Jesus, unless you ain't reading your Bible, you'll never know this. Gonna come back with Jesus to help judge the saints or help judge the world. And we run around and say, I ain't no good. I'm just a little measly. Well, you stay no good. I'm good, me. God made me good. It ain't because no good works or how smart I was. He made me that because he looked beyond every thought I had in my life. And he said, I'm going to fix that boy up. I'm going to fix him up. I got some use for him. I'm going to go on and fix him up. Not just me. everyone in here. Everybody in here. And he wants us to all come in agreements together. Want us to have so much love in the church. And tell me, if one hurt, everybody in the church ought to hurt. If just one person in this church is hurting, the love of God inside of you ought to have you going to him and see what can I do to help. That's the God I serve. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together. Watch this, shall men give unto you. That's the word. I didn't write that. I live by the word. I'm standing on the word. And I believe in the word. And whenever God get ready to work, manifest himself in me, through me, I sure appreciate it. Because in this life on this earth here, if people going to talk about you, sir, you're still young right now. They're going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you, say everything evil about you. They ain't looking for nothing good in you because they want to cut your throats. Everything they say going to be evil. They don't never come and say you're a good fella. Never. And guess who it is? Ain't the world. Ooh, Lionel. Boy, you're going to get whooped. It ain't the world telling you how no good you are. It's those people sitting on the pew beside you. Jumping and hollering and screaming, cutting flips. Them the one. It ain't the world. The world know you. Because they see what the devil do. The Bible tell me, see, Satan believe. And he start trembling. He believed the power of God, and he started trembling. He know he ain't crazy. So the glow that's in your life that come from heaven make the devil get away from you. I can't stand Reb because he crazy. I am. I ain't going to deny that. I will not deny I'm crazy. But I tell you one thing. You walk with me, you'll be crazy too. Because you're going to follow the path of righteousness.
me.